The following is a podcast of Thrive, a high school ministry at Victory Family Church. For more details, see thriveatvictory.com.
What is going on, TKO? How you guys doing tonight? But you guys doing well tonight? You guys, are you guys okay sitting next to your partner? Because I hope so, because we only have about another hour and a half of preaching. We only have another hour and a half of preaching. Now, I'm just kidding. But I remember when I was going to church, I went to a Pentecostal church. Anybody have a Pentecostal background? I mean, you guys, we used to get down. We used to have tambourines. We used to have flag wavers. We had people running around in circles. We had people screaming and shouting. I mean, man, the Pentecostal background was crazy. And I remember going to church one afternoon, one Sunday, and the preacher, I'm not kidding you, preached for at least 3 hours. So about lunchtime, I decided, you know what? I need to go get me some lunch. So I walked out of the doors. I went and got me some lunch. I came back, and the preacher was still preaching. Aren't you guys glad that Thrive does not go for 3 hours, and I'm not going to preach tonight for 3 hours? Can I get an amen? But guys, I want to talk to you guys very briefly on a message I believe can change the way you view God. It could change the way you view yourself. But before I do, I need you to tell your neighbor this one thing. You are looking good tonight. Now tell that neighbor that was your second option who you so kindly neglected, no, you're looking really good tonight. Let them know they're looking really good tonight. You're looking good. You're looking good, bro. You're looking good. But what I want you guys, before we get into this message, what I want you guys to understand and get is this. This might be your first time here. This might be your 50th time here. But you guys belong here at Thrive. We are family here at Thrive. And there's probably some of you guys right now that might have a different religion or a different view. But can I tell you guys that Jesus did not come down on the cross and die a painful, brutal death for religion? So even if we do have a different religion tonight, it's not about that. Tonight, it's all about having a relationship with Jesus. There's some of you guys that are bitter at God. You're bitter at him because you've been praying for so long about something to happen in your life. But after praying and praying and praying and seeking God, it never came to fulfillment. There's some of you guys that don't even have a relationship with Jesus tonight. But what I love about Thrive is we are family. And you belong here. You do not have to believe what we believe to belong here. See, we're all on this journey. And what I love about the journey, we're all in different stages of life. But as when we come here on Saturday nights, we can come as a family and we can grow together. See, I'm not here to change minds. I'm not here to change your thinking. Because we change our minds all the time. But what I want to do tonight is let Jesus change your heart. Because if we have an encounter with Jesus tonight, our lives will never be the same. Can I get an amen? Our lives will never be the same if we encounter Jesus in a real way. So tonight, if you're taking notes, I titled my message this, Too Good to Be True. Too good to be true. In America, if something sounds too good to be true, chances are it is. Have you guys ever seen or heard of something that's so extravagant? Like finding Yeezys on Instagram for $80. And then you click on the website and it takes you there and the deal gets better. You can get 2 Yeezys for 75% off. Plus they will ship it to your house for free. So after doing a lot of research, you're like, man, this seems too good to be true. Because Yeezys cost about $300 a pop. So you do some research on the website. And you realize that people bought from that website before, and after a couple days of wearing the Yeezys, they started to fall apart. Man, that's too good to be true. Or you're watching TV, and there's an ad about losing weight. And they pitch this thing, you don't have to change a thing. So you're saying, I can eat Chick-fil-A every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I can have peace, love, and little donuts. I can have waffle fries. I can have milkshakes. And I'll still lose weight. It seems too good to be true. When I was probably about 15 years old, I was really into working out. And what you guys need to know about me, I was a chubby little thing, man. I had glasses. I was chubby. Let me tell you, I was. I was a lot over my weight. But I saw this ad on TV, and it says, man, you can lose weight by not changing anything about you. So what I did, I ordered it online. Oxy Elite Pro, it's right behind me. I ordered it online. And it says that I did not have to change a thing about my diet. I just had to go to the gym a couple days of the week. So I started to work out. And when I was on this supplement, my heart started to beat really fast to a point that I couldn't even work out. And I could have been dead for 2 weeks and my heart would have still been pounding because of Oxy Elite. But the only results that I got from Oxy Elite was pimples. I didn't lose 20 pounds. I didn't lose 30 pounds. But I thought, man, that seems too good to be true. And it really was. But tonight, guys, I want to read a text out of the Bible about the grace of God that is so ridiculous, a statement that will leave you breathless in saying, it's too good to be true. See, grace is this. It's God's unmerited favor. Grace is saying this, Jesus, you came down and died for me so that I could have life. See, Jesus took the place of us when he was dying on that cross. And when he died a brutal death and was bleeding, he took our results of death and he gave us life. And it says this in Ephesians 2, 1 through 9. Everybody say, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. It says in Ephesians 2, 1 through 9, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of air, the spirit that is now in work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of the flesh. When I read that little portion of scripture, I realize that that was me one day. That was me before I asked Jesus into my heart. And that was you as well. And that's why I love sharing the gospel, because it reminds me of the ridiculous love that Jesus had for me. It reminds me of the grace that he poured out, even though we did not deserve it. That grace, that abundant grace. And it says this, we once lived in the passions of the flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind, but God. That's a beautiful two little words, but God. Tonight, there's some of you guys that are in depression. But I want to say, but God. God can take that depression and bring you joy. There's some of you guys that are lonely and you're lost. You're going into your schools and you have no friends. And then you come here to Thrive and you feel so lonely. But God can take that loneliness and bring you plenty of friends. We need to know that we serve a but God, no matter what our circumstance may be, no matter what we may be facing here and now. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your circumstance. But it says, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, we were dead, but now he made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. That ridiculous word, grace, his unmerited favor, his love, his passion, his desire for you and for me. It says, by grace, you have been saved and raised up with him, seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And then he goes and said, he says this statement again, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may boast. It is a gift of God. And what I realized, guys, before I met Jesus, I was messed up. I mean, everything that I could have done wrong, I did wrong. And what happens is when we don't have a relationship with Jesus, we live in this sin cycle. We mess up, then we come back around. We mess up and we come back around. We mess up, we come back around. But what Jesus did, he came down on the cross. He died a brutal death. Let me just remind you, he was sinless. He did not make one mistake. But God sent him down for me and for you because that's how much Jesus loves you. And when he was dying on that cross, he said, Lord, forgive them for they not know what they do. The unconditional love of God, the grace that is in his name is higher than any other name. And no matter where you're at tonight, no matter what trials or tribulations you're going through, know that the grace is sufficient for you. His love is sufficient for you. Some of you guys are saying, man, Zach, you don't know what I did last night. Friday night, I went to the football game, and then some of my buddies asked me to come out. So I went out, and I started to drink, and I got drunk, man. And when I went home, I was laying in bed, and I had this void inside of me. And I said, man, why did I drink again? Why did I get drunk again? And then you're sitting in bed by yourself, lonely, depressed, and you have this void inside of you. And you're saying, man, who can fill this void? Alcohol can't fill it. Drugs can't fill it. Pornography can't fill it. Only Jesus can fill it. There's no person far enough gone that Jesus cannot save. God can still use you in your mess to get his message out of the gospel. God can still use you in your mess to get his message of the gospel out. That's a beautiful thing, that you don't have to be perfect, that you don't have to have your life together. I remember I was a freshman in college, and I played baseball, and man, I fell off the deep end. Like, if you're a follower of Christ, I swung to the other side, and I began to party. I began to drink. I began to smoke things that I shouldn't have smoked. And in that time, I was a broken man. I had so much anger. I had so much doubt. I had so much anxiety, so much depression. And I tried to fill that with alcohol. I tried to fill that with girls. I tried to fill that with illegal substance. And there was that void that just couldn't be filled. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know that friend that you've been spending a lot of time with? He's like, I want you to talk to him about me. And I said, God, I am a mess right now. How can you use me? I'm so far away from you. And you chose me to minister and to share the gospel with this man. And what happened, guys, and I'm not proud to say this, and this it just reminds me of how important it is to share the gospel with your friends. That guy that I was supposed to talk with, he left the classroom. And I knew I was supposed to talk to him that day. He left the classroom, and I never saw him again. And I came into class the next day, and everybody was up in an uproar. Everybody was talking about someone that was in a motorcycle accident and died. Someone that was drinking and was high on life, and he was going over 110 miles an hour, and he died. And you know what? I realized that was the person I was supposed to tell Jesus to. And I didn't. Because I thought I was so messed up. I thought I was too far gone for God to use me. No matter what mess you got going on tonight, know that Jesus can use you, that you're usable. See, as we leave here tonight and share the good news, which is our goal, it is not an option, guys. Remember this. A little bit of grace opens up the door for a whole bunch of truth. A little bit of grace opens the door for a whole bunch of truth. See, our world is dying. It's broken. And every single day when you turn on the news, you see some outrageous thing that you never thought could happen. We see a lot of Christians have reactions. And we see a lot of Christians not having a graceful response. When you have grace in somebody's life, when you have relationship with somebody, that's when you can go ahead and tell the truth. See, Jesus is attractive. Religion is not. And Jesus did not come down here on earth to die for religion, but to have a relationship with you. And there's too many religious people nowadays that are getting away of who Jesus really is. Because Jesus, he attracted the multitude. He attracted everybody. Everybody loved Jesus. Everybody wanted to be around Jesus. I want to ask you tonight, is that true about your life? Are people attracted to you because they see Jesus in you? See, every single one of us was sentenced to life in prison. Every single one of us deserved death. But we see a beautiful, beautiful display of Jesus. And what did he do? He came down and he took death so that we could have life and life abundantly. Guys, that is too good to be true. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for me and he died for you. And I think it's our obligation as Christians and as followers of Jesus to go out into our world and tell Jesus about the love of God, to be a light in our schools, to be a reflection of what breaks Jesus' heart, to do what he did. I think it's our job tonight, as we leave these four walls, that we tell people about the love of God, and that we give them the grace that they deserved, and then the truth will come. What I want to do tonight, guys, as we finish up, I want everybody just close their eyes and bow their heads. And I want to offer this invitation to you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. I'm simply going to ask you to raise your hand. And it says in Romans, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord, then he'll come in. So what I want you guys to do with every head bowed and eyes closed, I want you to simply raise your hand on the count of three to make Jesus the Lord of your life. One, two, three. Is there anybody here? I see that hand. 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 I see hands going up everywhere. I mean, that's the best decision that you could ever make. That's the best. I see that hand. That's the best decision you can ever make. See, Jesus did not come so that you could never have fun again, but he came for the exact opposite, that you might have life. I'm going to give it one more time. Is there somebody here tonight that says, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life? Go ahead and slip your hand up real quick. Awesome. Hands going up everywhere. I see that hand. So what I want everybody to do is repeat after me and Jesus will come into your heart. And then we got one more song for you guys to kind of kick off TKO. So repeat after me. Dear Father God, I know that I'm a sinner, but I love that you died for me, that you died a brutal death so that I can have eternity. Here and now, I repent from my ways and I turn towards you. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. And I thank you that my life will never be the same. In Jesus' name.